This is TWiT.
More than half of all new device activations during the holidays in the United States this year were Apple products, according to a new report by Flurry. The company destroyed Samsung by that measure. Only 17.7% of activations came from Samsung. Barry Schwartz is the publisher of Search Engine Roundtable, and he wrote this morning about the holiday activations for MarketingLand. Welcome to you, Barry.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks again for being on. Now, does this report suggest that Samsung is in bigger trouble than we thought? What does this tell us?
I mean, it basically tells you, based on Flurry data, you know, that most of those gifts under the Christmas tree were from Apple devices themselves. But at the same time, Samsung is just one Android manufacturer. So they didn't break it down by necessarily platform. They broke it down by manufacturer.
And Nokia was also mentioned here, correct? With roughly almost 6% of activations, I think. Were you surprised by that number, or any clues what that number may mean?
I was a bit surprised by that. I didn't have time to dig deeper into that, but I was definitely surprised to see that up on the charts there.
Now, Barry, one of the things that's different about the iPhone platform is they have their first ever phablet, the iPhone 6 Plus. How are phablet activations doing this year for this holiday season compared to last year?
So Flurry statistics on that said there were 13% of the new device activations were the phablets compared to the year before, which was just 4%. And obviously, a lot of that came from the new iPhone 6 Plus, which Flurry said was one of the top five devices by activation.
Now, the app installs overall, one of the interesting things about this, you always expect everything in technology to go up, 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 but app installs are actually lower than previous years. Why is that?
So I'm not exactly sure why they were lower than previous years. They were definitely up on Christmas Day. I'm not sure what they were the previous years. I didn't look into that data specifically, but it's always interesting. One thing that my company does as well, we're actually app developers, and we always see that around the holiday season is usually a huge spike in the number of downloads any of our apps will get, obviously, towards Christmas time. So it's always a time where developers need to actually go ahead and say, all right, what can I release new? What can I do that would actually get my app out there so that those who are getting new devices are, you know, interested in downloading your apps? Because obviously a bare device would need some apps in it. So that's a very important factor and key time for developers to improve on their apps.
Hey, Barry, this is Joe. Just to help paint a clearer picture on these activations and the research around them. Now, Flurry produces this. Is it basically, does the report only look at smartphones, or does it also look at cellular activations on the more traditional tablets? And also, might they start venturing into the wearable land longer term in terms of tracking some of the activations there?
So I believe Flurry statistics only come from their those who have the Flurry analytics installed in their app, which mm-hmm. is a lot of devices. I don't know. I don't think it's being pulled from devices themselves that don't have the analytics on there. I don't think it's being pulled from cellular data. And so obviously those who have the Flurry analytics installed, it's a nice number of percentages. I'm not exactly sure what percentage of apps have the Flurry analytics. I know Google's trying to encourage more developers to add Google Analytics as opposed to Flurry. But a lot of developers use both Flurry, and because that's one of the key early analytics programs out there for developers to install on their apps. But most developers now have both Flurry and Google Analytics on their app.